Welcome to this message from the Go Deeper Conference at Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. The speaker is Clive Urquhart.
But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. In Genesis chapter 26, situation with Jacob where he moves from one or two places and he digs wells, and each time there's a bit of issue. Every time he digs a well, and people wanting to quarrel over the water and over various things, and finally gets to the point where he digs a well for the third time and he names this place Rehoboth, saying, "Now the Lord has given us room and we will flourish in the land." And this place here, I believe it is like your secret place. That God has given you this place as a secret place where people don't see what goes on here. The seeking of God, the prayer, the intercession. And it's a well. It's a well that's been dug for many years. And at times there have been quarrels over it. But God has now brought you into a spacious place, a totally new time where all the quarrels are over. And this is a new day, a new time. But there's a well that is here that is being dug and will continue to be dug because it's a secret place where, in one sense, you shut the door to the busyness of everything else. And you say, we've still got to continue to seek the Lord, to know Him. But it's going to become a place where you're going to flourish in the land. So it's an important place. But then it says, from there, Jacob went up to Beersheba. That night, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I'm the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. There he pitched his tent, and there his servants dug a well. The word Bathsheba means well of oath, or the well of seven, or the well of oath. And Bathsheba, for you guys, in one sense, at this moment, represents Scarborough. That God has taken you into Scarborough, and He's begun to appear to you in that town, in that city. And there are things that God has purposed and promised that He's going to do in that city. And part of the seeking of God in this place, and the pressing in with God and the prayer here, some of the reward, if you like, is what happens in the city. In the place of oath, the place of covenant. Because the place of oath means a place of covenant, the place where you're going to be fruitful, the place where you're going to receive your inheritance, because that's what covenant is. That's what an oath is. It's so that you're going to, so that you can receive inheritance and everything that has been promised in that covenant. And it's interesting, you're just getting a building there as well. Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. So it's not a building that's the altar. It's the place that represents the place, you know, where you worship and encounter God. But there he pitched his tent. So he did put something up. And there his servants dug a well. Now, you've begun to dig a well in Scarborough as well. The well is not just here. It's the same water. It's the same flow of life. Okay? But you're digging a well in Scarborough also. Let's just read through what happens. Meanwhile, Abimelech had to come over to Gerar with Asaph, his personal advisor, and the commander of his forces. And they said, Isaac asked them, "Why have you come to me since you were hostile to me and sent me away?" And they answered, "We saw clearly that the Lord was with you." There are people that have been hostile to you that are going to come over to you. Like we talked about this, many will court your favor. So there have been people that have been hostile that are actually, their eyes are going to be opened in a fresh way. And they're going to see, actually, the Lord is with those guys. So they said, there ought to be an agreement between us. We need to get right, if you like. There needs to be a treaty. We need to become one so that no harm will come to us. Just as we didn't do anything, it goes on and on. And they say, we're here because now we see that the Lord has blessed you. Now, I kind of felt God wasn't just to do with some of that. That's a minor aspect. I think people coming back and getting sorted. That's one part of it. But what I believe God is saying is you've got people in the city, people of influence, whether it's the authorities, whether it's in business, whether it's wealthy people. It's people that saying, we can see that God is with you and we want to partner with you. We want to agree with you. We want to come into something with you because we see, we don't understand it, but we do see that God is with you and that when you're around, things happen. So Isaac made them a feast. That's pretty good. Remember what the word said yesterday in Isaiah with what Cyrus did. He constantly gave to the people, and he never wanted a reward back. He never said, now I've done this, you owe me this. And you see, this generous attitude we're talking about later, this generosity of spirit, isn't about, well, if I'm doing this for you, what are you going to do for me? No, in this context where people came to him and said, we want to be in agreement, we want to be in relationship, we want to make a treaty with you, he what did he do? He laid a feast out for them so they could eat and drink. And then they made an oath together, came into agreement together. Then Isaac sent them on their way and they left him in peace. So there is going to be some peace made with some people that need to make some peace. But it says then in verse 32, that from that day, Isaac's servants came and told him about the well they had dug. And they said, we found water. So we called it Sheba. And to this day, the name of the town is Beth Sheba, which means well of oath or well of seven. Now, I believe we should do something a little bit prophetic today. And in one sense here, we're all in this together. But in one sense for you guys here, Paul and Kate, Pastor Paul and Kate, represent Isaac in this situation. And it says here that Isaac's servants came and told him about the well they had dug. Now, obviously, we don't use that kind of language, and God doesn't see it like that, that everybody else here is a servant to Paul and Kate in that respect. But everybody's a team here for the purposes of God and what he wants to do. But what it is saying is the team, if you like, everybody who's part of this thing, was part of digging the well. It wasn't just Paul and Kate and a few others, but everybody was involved in digging the well. Then their servants came and told them about the well they had dug. We found water. And so that was part of the covenant that God was making with them and the fruit that they were going to begin to see. So there's a secret place, which is this place here, which is hidden. People don't know what goes on here in one sense. People in Scarborough, in one sense, they don't need to know what's going on in this place. Because it's a place like go into your secret place, shut the door. And it doesn't matter what everybody else can see, but the Father can see what you're doing. And he then will reward you in public. What does that mean? It's not he's going to make you look great and he's going to make you look famous. What he's saying is you're going to be fruitful in the place where God's going to fulfill his covenant. That's what's going to happen in public. It's going to be the fruitfulness of what's happening in a secret place being evidenced in the public place where people are going to get saved, people are going to get healed, lives are going to be turned around. Yes, it does mean maybe being more prominent and public and influential in that way, but it's not a thing where God's saying, oh, this, the reward is to be known. That's not what he's talking about. The reward is the fruitfulness of everything that God has been promising, and it's the inheritance that God has been saying, this is what the inheritance is for Kingdom Faith in Yorkshire, and part of the Bathsheba is what gets released in Scarborough that is then going to be multiplied around the whole region up here. But what I believe God wants us to do is and this might not apply to, I know some of you are visiting for the weekend, but for those of you who are part of the church here, that I just want us to stand together. And I'd like Paul and Kate, if you like, just to stand, Pastor Paul and Kate, to stand in the middle here. And I just want to do something where the rest of us, and especially if you're part of the church here, you're saying, I'm part of the secret place, the things that are not seen, part of the seeking God, the prayer, the intercession. I know some of that's going on in Scarborough as well, but it's partly what this place represents also. I'm part of that, but I'm part of Rehoboth, if you like, where there's no quarrels anymore. We're in this together. We're one in heart and spirit, and this is a place to flourish. But also, I'm part of Beersheba, which is the place where we're going to see the fruit and see the things happen and see that a greater release and the favor of God being outworked. And it's a point really saying we're going to come and stand around Paul and Kate as they are our Isaacs in this, our leaders, and we're going to stand together as a team, as a people, and say, yes, we're all in this together, because we're a people who seek God, who meet with God, but also people who are going as well in his name to the city where God's going to release the inheritance in terms of the covenant and the oath that he has made. And it's like we're saying, God, we know you're going to fulfill your part, because you always fulfill your part. You've never failed. And so what we're saying is we're going to stand to fulfill our part, which is to be the people you've called us to be, this Cyrus people, this people that Jane was talking about, and decreeing and praying, this people that seek God, that encounter God. We're going to continue to be that kind of people, but we're also going to be those people that are going out right into the face, the cold face of people's lives, and into the place of mission that to see the fruitfulness take place. Amen. Let's stand together, shall we? And if Paul and Kate, if you just come and stand in the middle, and if that's your response in your heart, I just want you all to come and stand around them, okay? This is kind of like an act, a prophetic act this evening. And this isn't necessarily, this isn't about holding their hands up or they're the center. This is what this represents. They're like Isaac in this situation, and everybody else, you're like the team. So just press in right around them for a moment. If you can just keep playing, that'd be great. Now, what are we saying here? Okay, this isn't just let's stand around them and pray a prayer. This is basically saying, okay, the quarrels are over. There's no place for those any longer. They've been dealt with and finished. We are standing here because we're one in heart and mind. We're one in spirit together as a people. And we're standing with what represents, you know, we're standing with our Isaacs, what represents the leaders in our situation, because God has mandated them. God has encountered with them. God has spoken to them. God has revealed things to them. God has shown them things. They have declared stuff. They have decreed things. They have prophesied things. They have jutted out and begin to declare something. They have begun to stick out a little bit compared to what has been, and they've stuck their necks out a little bit, and they've kept going and going, and we recognize the mantle on their life, and we're saying, I identify that and with what God is doing. I am part of that, and I'm standing with that, and I'm living and agreeing with them as part of this body to live for this vision, to see it worked out, to see this town, this city of Scarborough, and this whole region impacted with the power of the gospel, with the life of the kingdom. And I choose to sow my life into this body. I choose to sow my life into the other people that are part of this church. I choose to sow my life into my leaders, into Pastor Paul and Kate. I choose to sow my life into their lives as they've already chosen to sow theirs into mine. And I reciprocate now, because I want to make covenant with them in a fresh way to say, Father, I thank you for my leaders. I thank you for those that you've given to lead me, to guide me, to oversee my life. And I choose to covenant with them in this place of covenant, in this place of oath that you brought us to for your kingdom purposes. And I make that decision today that I choose to be rooted and established in this place. And in that place, you say there is room to grow. It's time to flourish and increase. And it says there's going to be an increase of descendants. Father, we thank you. There's an increase of harvest. There's an increase of souls. There's an increase of households being saved. There's an increase in every area of society, every facet of society. There is increase, increase, increase in the name of Jesus. Lives being transformed, souls being saved, households coming into the kingdom. Father, we thank you. We praise your name, your awesome name. Father, I thank you for the well that is being dug here, the well that is being dug in Scarborough. I thank you for the living water that's being struck in that sense, is being released in these days. Father, we thank you for a continued release of that well of living water, that reviving water, that transforming water, that living water of your spirit and your word being released into this town, in this city, in this region. Father, we praise your awesome name. We thank you. Father, I thank you for this church, these people, this team that you have brought together and what they represent in terms of your kingdom purposes.
Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah.
I thank you, Jesus. I praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Just believe God is saying that. He wants every person that is standing. You've made this response tonight. It's like you're an armor bearer. And an armor bearer goes right into the thick of the battle. Goes right on the front end of the battlefield. An armor bearer is right on the front line, right on the front edge of everything going on. Because he's an armor bearer. He's going with the one that he's an armor bearer for. And he carries the weapons so that when the guy's on the front line, immediately he's got the weapons to choose. He knows, I can get this one, I've got this one, it's this available, that's available. Because he knows the armor bearer is like one in heart, one in spirit. We're going in on the front line together. It's like we're one man going on the front line. One might be doing a bit more fighting than the other, but we're all carrying the same thing together. And then the armor bearer joins in with what is going on. I just believe God is saying that if you're part of this church, you need to see yourself, I'm an armor bearer. I'm not just carrying something for Pastor Paul and Kate. I'm carrying something with Pastor Paul and Kate. Because God has given them a double-edged sword. God has given them a sharpness. God has made them pointy in that sense to break through. But I choose to carry the vision. I choose to carry, if you like, the weapons of warfare. What's that? It's prayer. The dynamic of worship. It's the spiritual dynamic to break through. I choose to carry those weapons of warfare. What else is there? Faith. I want to carry the dynamic of faith so that I'm carrying that with them and not just for them. I'm carrying that with them so they don't have a heavy burden. I choose to be somebody who is growing, to become mature in the body. I'm not an energy consumer. I'm not a sapper. I don't want to be a child or a young person in terms of how I am. I want to be an adult in this, where I'm carrying on. There's a responsibility that I carry. So that these guys can be doing exactly what they need to be doing. So they can be doing the prayer. They can be doing the strategy. They can be hearing from God. And so they shouldn't, so they don't have to carry things that somebody else can do. So I want to be a carrier in this body, in this church. So they're released to be everything that God has called them to be. Because I understand if they're being who they're called to be, then we're all going to break through. We're all going to go forward. There's room for everybody to flourish. If they're free to move in what God has called them to be moving in, they're not weighed down by this and that and the other that other people can deal with and work with and sort out. Brian, I believe that God has already laid that kind of thing on your heart to be an armor bearer to Pastor Paul in particular. I know to both Paul and Kate. But God has brought you into relationship with these guys and but with you and your wife as well. Where's she? Do you just want to stand together for a minute? Just come over it. That's it. Just believe God has called you here to be like armor bearers with these guys. And at the heart of that is a deep friendship. It's not just a role and a function and something to do. There's friendship right at the heart of what, why, as to why God has called you here. And you believe in your heart, if I use this word covenant, it's like you already kind of have in your heart, it's like you've already made covenant with these guys. That there's a sense, there's a, not just a sense, but there's something in you that says, we've come into agreement with these guys and we're going to be here for the rest of our lives to serve them and to be an armor bearer towards them. And I know you pray for them and you love these guys. And I believe there's a greater mantle of leadership and authority that's going to come upon your life because you've submitted yourself to those who are an authority and have that mantle of leadership on the work here. As you've submitted yourself and said, we want to serve these guys, we want to lift them up, we want to do anything we can that relieves them from anything that they don't need to be dealing with. It's like God saying, right, you've done that in secret and you've done that, you're outworking that. And because you've done something like that in secret, I'm going to begin to reward you like that scripture says in terms of a fresh mantle that I begin to release on you of leadership. But with that leadership is going to be an authority, a weightiness, not a heaviness, but a weightiness that goes with that leadership. And when you speak, there's going to be another a weightiness to when you speak. I don't just mean preaching, but in different settings, when you're with the local authority, when you're with different people, there's a weightiness because there's a mantle that is on you. And part of that mantle is to help shoulder some of the responsibilities that these guys are running with and moving in, and that they know these people we trust. Because you've got clean hearts and a clean spirit. And there's a confidence and a trust that they have in you because there's a clean heart, clean hands, clean spirit. So, Father, I thank you for that fresh mantle, that fresh anointing on this couple. Father, I thank you for the covenant that they've already made. Whether they've said that to Paul and Kate, I don't know. But certainly in their hearts, Father, I thank you for what has been settled in their hearts. And, Father, I thank you for that grace, that anointing, in terms of that being like armor bearers, carriers, wanting to shoulder stuff. And Father, I thank you for that fresh mantle of authority that goes with that leadership, a weightiness.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I believe more and more, Brian, your words are going to be listened to and heard in some other scenarios. Some you're already in already, but more and more your words are going to be listened to because they come with a weightiness. You know, when people heard Jesus, they said, where did he get that authority from? They didn't look at it and say, well, where did the glory come? They said, where did the authority? Now, the authority comes from the secret place. It comes from having a submitted heart and attitude to the leaders and to God. And because of that, there's a greater, because you're under authority, there's a release of authority. Father, I praise your name. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What happens when you choose to submit and be under authority? I forget what they call it with the Roman army. You know when they all hold their shields up and there's a thing over the top of everybody? What's that called? The turtle, yeah. And it's like for every one of us, as you do that, as you submit, not just to the Lord, but to your leadership, it's literally like an impenetrable armor that you place over your life and over the church, you know, so that those that maybe are weak that are within that, they're covered under a protection, you know, so that they can grow and they can mature and also then understand what it's all about in that respect and hold something up. And this is what's going on at this moment, you know. It might not feel like the most spiritual moment you've ever had in your life, but this is what's going on at this moment, where what you're basically doing is you're holding your shield up. You're holding what God has placed in your life up, and it's putting a shield over the life of the church. Because what you're saying is, I want to stay submitted, not just to the Lord, but to the leaders that God has placed over my life. And as you stay submitted, automatically there's a shield of protection that comes over the life of the church. And the enemy wants to come in from the left or to the right. He'll use anything and anybody to try and do it. But as you stay submitted, there's something that becomes impenetrable in terms of what God wants to do. And so everybody's an armor bearer in here, not just these guys, but there's something specific there. But everybody's an armor bearer in terms of what God is doing, what God wants to do through your life as a church. Let's just pray for a moment, shall we? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 Father, I thank you for Pastor Paul and Kate. Father, I thank you this is a season to flourish. And you've been through a season where you've had to press through a little bit. And there's been some challenges and you've had to just press through a bit and break through a little bit. You just keep playing. Thanks, mate. And God's saying there's now a season to really flourish and thrive in a new way. You're going to be able to stretch out. And Paul, I just kind of feel like in some ways inside, for a little while, you felt like, I just don't feel like I've been running in the way that God wants me to run. And it's not to do that you haven't been trying to. It's not to do that you've slackened off. It's that there's been some resistance and stuff going on. Some of that has been through people, but some of it has been spiritual because the enemy knows that this he's losing ground and he can pick up what's going on and he's trying to aggravate and put you off your stride. And it's like, God, I just believe God's saying, Paul, you're coming into a season where you're going to be able to stretch your legs and you're really going to be able to begin to stride out, begin to run in a way that you've never run before. But you're going to find there's an energema of God that just rises on the inside of you. And it's not going to be like a natural run where after a while you have to pace yourself and you could have a stitch and you've got to run through that. There's like an energema that God is releasing into your life afresh. And you're going to find that the pace that you run at and the pace that you stride out at is more than you've known before. And the way you hear God, the way you perceive things, the way you see things is going to come quicker, more clearly and sharper. But with that, you're going to find, God, I just feel like I've never had a time like this before. I've never had a season like this. And you're going to find there's an energy just this energema, the energy of God, the power of God afresh in your life to stride out, to move out. And you're going to be able to stretch your legs and you're going to feel like I'm in a new momentum, a new stride, and with that, that's going to bring the whole church into a new stride, a new momentum, and a new pace of what God is doing. So the pace that you're running at and moving at, the whole church is that is going to run and move at that pace. Because as is the leader, so are the people. And then as is the church, so the town will be. And so God's bringing you into a new stride. The church is going to come into a new stride and there's going to be a greater impact and effectiveness in what happens in the town and in the city. Let's call it a city. In the city. And with that stretching your legs and that energy, there's going to be a greater release of God's power. And you're going to find that you're going to be saying less words, but there's going to be a greater release of God's power. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to find a new ease in what's going on. You've really enjoyed the time up here. You've loved it. You felt like, wow, there's room to grow and flourish. That's what this place represents. And as you've stepped into the next part, which is where the covenant is going to be fulfilled and inheritance released, the Beersheba bit, you've loved that as well, but there you felt some resistance. But God is saying, as you've been breaking through that, I'm setting you in a new stride. And you're going to find there's an ease and a momentum. And the joy that you know is there is going to come out in a fresh way, an even greater way. And one of the marks about Jesus was that he was known to be a man of joy. And one of the marks that's going to increase on your life is just you're going to be known as a man of joy. Not just a man that's happy, but a man of joy. And people like to be around joyful people. We know you're a bit like that anyway. But there's going to be, yeah, not the jokey side. That makes, well, yeah. But there's something of joy, a mantle, an oil of joy that God is just coming upon you with even now. An oil of joy. It's not a laughing thing. It's just, oh, yeah, that was funny. You know, it's the oil of joy. It's the way you are. And there's some, the building that you're going into is a step of faith. And I believe, not just for you, Pastor Paul, but for everybody, it's like God saying, right, now this is your first step of faith. And it's just to whet your appetite for some other aspect, other bigger steps of faith that are going to come your way. Yeah. And so as a church, you need to learn something from this moment in terms of what God's doing, because there's going to be some other steps of faith that are going to come. But there's an ease in all of it when you're led by the Holy Spirit, because we don't look at the numbers, we look at what God has said. And you know, when God has said it, he knows he fulfills it. And he makes the circumstance, the practicalities come together. And then we all, at the end of the day, then go, what God did. Because it wasn't how clever we are or were. So, Father, I thank you for that oil of joy. I thank you for that new stride that Paul can stretch his legs and begin to just run out in a new way in that sense. And, Father, I thank you for that momentum and that stride coming into everybody's life. Because it's going to come into your life. It's not just coming to the church, you know, some up thing up here. You know, it's actually coming into your life because you are the church. You're also going to come into a new stride with God and fruitfulness, effectiveness, a new stride of the dynamic of what God is doing. So you want to pray for this couple, because as God works in them, you're going to get that as well. So what you pray for them, you're praying for yourself. You're going to get it. So there's no point moaning, complaining. Otherwise, you're going to end up being like that. So what you want to do is pray the best and everything God's doing in their life. And then you become like what you're praying for. So everybody's going to come into a new stride in the things of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we praise your name, your wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. 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 There's a few people in here. You've got some aches and pains in your body. And God just wants to relieve you of them right where you're standing. Nobody's going to pray for you as such. Holy Spirit is going to do it. You've got aches and pains around your body. Some of you have been living with a few things for a while. And you want to be free of them. Shaking those things off. There's a few achy limbs and joints and knees and back things, one or two neck issues. There's various things that people have just, in some ways you've lived with it and other ways you've been battling with it, but God's saying, oh, I'm just going to relieve you of that right now. So if you've got that going on in your body, just raise both your hands to him right now. If you any aches and pains that are going on, back issues and joints and various things that are just aches and pains right now. Father, I thank you. There's a lot of hands in the air. Blimey heck. Father, I thank you. Thank you that you just release right now everybody from aches and pains. I command every joint to be free from pain. I command every muscle to be free from pain. I command every disc to come into place right now. I command every bone to be right and in order now in the name of Jesus. I command every person here to be free from suffering, to be free from pain right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just move about, check it out, whatever. Somebody's had a clicky knee, that click's just gone. You've had pain in your left knee where it clicks. Who's that person? Is it clicking now? Shouldn't be. Good. Sorted you out there, mate. That's your clicky knee sorted. Other aches and pains. Who had some aches and pains? There were a lot of hands in the air. Just check out. You're free from your aches and pains. Twist around, move about, touch your toes if you need to. Thank you, Jesus. That was the right answer. Thank you, Jesus, on the way down. Thank you, Jesus, on the way up. What about aches and pains? Who else had aches and pains go?
Yeah, my neck's feeling good.
Your neck's feeling good. Excellent. Other people, who else put their hands up? There were loads of hands in the air. How are you doing? What was wrong with you? Notice the past tense. Right. How's it feel now? Feels all right, doesn't it? Totally free now, yeah? That's it. Thank you, Jesus. That's another one. Amen. Cool. Who else? How you doing? Better than it was? Keep going. Thank you, Jesus. Total freedom there, yeah? Total freedom. Is it gone? And my shoulder's still there, but the pain's gone. How you doing? All right. All the pain's gone? Pain's gone? I know he is. Waving it about. Nice one. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Where? Come on. Let's have a few others. Who else had it? Yeah, how are you doing? Easier, okay. Brilliant. Yeah, look at that. You bend your legs better than I bend mine. Brilliant. Brilliant. Excellent. Come on, Jesus. Other people? Who else? What was up? See, no pain in your back? Your knee's sorted? Okay, brilliant. Excellent. Anybody else? Other people? There are a few other put their hand up. Don't you love Jesus?
Amen.
Man, he wants us to be healthy.
Amen.
Even all the niggles that go on in our lives, he wants to be free from that lot. Anybody else got any aches and pains? You put your hands in the air. There were loads of hands. I could smell them coming out. That's why I know there were loads of hands in there. Yeah, how you doing? Hey. Pain in your shoulder's gone. Brilliant. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Right. Cool. Excellent. No more bizarre jaw. Excellent. Cool. Anybody else? How's your shoulder? Doing okay? Great. Brilliant. I love Jesus, don't you? He loves to do awesome things in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Just turn to somebody else and just pray with them for a couple of moments. Pray for them, okay? And when I say if you get something for them, don't prophesy over them in terms of, you know, you're going to go to Timbuktu and be a missionary to and save a whole nation or whatever. Just pray for them, encourage them. And if you get something from God, encourage them, okay? This isn't a directive prophetic word. It's to encourage them, all right? Just pray for them, bless them. And just say something to them. Say something to them. Say, I'm so glad I'm in this thing with you, that we're in it together in terms of what God is doing. Just encourage them.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.